Well, on slashdot.org, I read the news that Snow Leopard is coming out. It's coming out this Friday, not like 2 weeks or 1 week, but in 2 days' time, I'll be able to upgrade my machines and start the big migration. Now, if you haven't heard before, I've been using a Mac for about 6 years now, and the Mac gives you a migration across every single time. Well, for this one, I'm going to blow away my Macintosh and install Leopard and then Snow Leopard and have a completely new, fresh, spanky clean machine. Now, this means that 6 years of data is being moved across. And so what I'm going to do is audio boo/blog/whatever about this just to show you my experience. So if you decide to do the same thing, then you might, pick up on my tips. Also, if you reply in the comment thread, you might be able to leave a couple of hints of things I shouldn't forget. Now, step one, ironically, begins with Windows. I'm on a Mac and I use Windows. Windows 7, actually, release candidate 2, and it's going really well. I use it pretty much as a glorified games machine. That's all I have it there, and Firefox and stuff. Now, here's a tip. The next time you buy a computer game, consider buying it through Steam, because what I'm doing now is I'm backing up all the hard the software onto a big ass network share, and when I reinstall Windows, I'll just copy this stuff across and I'm good to go. So that means that if I will, buy a normal game with the DVD, if the DVD was scratched or I lent it to someone or whatever, then I'm pretty much buggered. But if you use it, purchase it through Steam, and for some reason you forget to back up your games, well, then you can actually go to Steam and download your game again for no charge. So it's usually cheaper, and you can get it again. So it's kind of like having someone look out for your games for you, which is kind of cool. So phase one is that. Moving it across to a network share, this is a bit geeky. You've got to map a drive. You just can't point it to a network share, so you've got to map the drive. I'm doing that. Big-ass NAS is going to be taking up all my my data, and it's moving across now. According to this, it's going to take about 40-odd minutes, and I'm moving about 28 gigabytes worth of stuff. Games are big. So yeah, this is part one, migrating the Windows stuff off to assist in the Macintosh backup for when Snow Leopard comes with all of its 64-bit goodness. Stay tuned for part two, which will be the backing up of the Macintosh stuff, which is going to be, painful. Really painful. There's about 15,000 photos, and I don't want to lose a single one. Let's hope there's no tears. Okay, talk to you soon.